there is so much delay in the enactment of legislation that have been reviewed by the National Constitutional Amendment Committee and by the provisions of the peace agreement. This legislation was supposed to have been enacted within the first 8 months of the pre-transitional period. Now, this enactment doesn't require financial resources. It's simply a matter of largely ratification of this legislation after review by the National Constitutional Amendment Committee. The National Constitutional Amendment Committee accomplished this task within the first 8 months of the pre-transition period, and up to this time, particularly the five security laws, the Political Parties Act, and even the Constitution, none of them has been enacted as yet. The security laws and the constitutional, the Political Parties Act are still lying with at the Council of Ministers. So these delays are completely not in line with provisions of the peace agreement. And this would actually provide a test of the implementation of the commitment of the parties, particularly now the institutions of the Council of Ministers and the Transitional National Legislative Assembly to enact this legislation. We may understand if there is delay in the security arrangements when resources are not available, but taking over 1.5 years now without enacting this legislation is a very negative indicator on the willingness of the parties, to particularly the incumbent transitional government, to really implement the agreement, particularly with regards to this legislation, which are crucial as part of the reforms required by the peace agreement.
In other words, as a task force, what's your most immediate concern?
Our immediate concern is to see that most of these tasks that are supposed to be accomplished within the pre-transitional period are all accomplished. And particularly for these tasks that do not require financial resources and that just requires an act of parliament, this should not delay at all. We should end the extension of the 100 days by accomplishing this simple task, so that it gives us hope that there is a genuine commitment to implement this agreement effectively.
In your view, what do you think really makes these politicians to delay this, as your task force or group has actually put it, that these are games to frustrate smooth implementation of the R-axis?
You know, in the previous agreement, the 2015 agreement, the same thing happened. The constitution particularly that was supposed to have been enacted, reviewed and enacted to incorporate the provisions of the agreement was not done until the pre-transitional period ended and the transitional period commenced, and even the formation of the transitional the transitional government was done without enactment of the constitution. So that in itself caused a lot of legal implications on the implementation of the agreement. It was not in the constitution, and so the two were separate documents. And so from that experience, we are afraid that it's a similar thing that is happening at the moment, to get us to the transitional period without this important legislation being enacted, which would not meet the requirements of the agreement for the basic reforms that are needed in particularly the legislation and also the institutions related to this by particularly the security legislation. So it's a point of concern, and we expect to see some of these things accomplished to give people hope that the implementation is moving on. But, you know, we're concerned that the other tasks are still outstanding and the parties engage on them, but these other simple ones should have been cleared to give people more hope on this implementation of the peace agreement.
Now, Mr. Rajab, what happens if this legislation is not enacted?
If the constitution is not enacted and the security laws are not enacted, then it gives a clear indication that the implementation of the peace agreement is not consistent. And that will have lots of, first of all, legal implications with particularly regard to the constitution. But secondly, the necessary reforms defined in the agreement that were supposed to be done in the, for example, the security sector, will not be accomplished. And that in itself then undermines the overall objective of this agreement to enhance reforms in legislation and also institutions of government.
Finally, what's your message?
The message is that the parties should move with speed on enacting this the legislation, the constitution as it is now in parliament, then the fire security laws and the Political Parties Act at the Council of Ministers should be passed from the Council of Ministers to the Transitional National Legislative Assembly also for enactment. And the parties should be able to speak out to the country that this process is moving on, the laws are being passed, and that we will accomplish them in the remaining few days of the extended pre-transitional period. We want the public to get positive information on the implementation of the agreement. We want the parties to give them hope. When the parliament enacts this legislation, it gives more hope to the people that the agreement is moving on. People have a lot of hope to see that the agreement succeeds, and some of these delays will only frustrate these hopes.